Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way on this 11th day of January through the book of Proverbs, and we're going to finish up chapter 10 today in the World English Bible, verses 17 through 32, and this is what it says. He is in the way of life who heeds correction, but he who forsakes reproof leads others astray. He who hides hatred has lying lips. He who utters a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words, there is no lack of disobedience, but he who restrains his lips does wisely. The tongue of the righteous is like choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but the foolish die for lack of understanding. Yahweh's blessing brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. It is a fool's pleasure to do wickedness, but wisdom is a man of understanding's pleasure. What the wicked fear will overtake them, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous stand firm forever. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. The fear of Yahweh prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hope of the wicked will perish. The way of Yahweh is a stronghold to the upright, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous will produce wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked is perverse. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am just so struck this morning about how the tongue and talking and words can be the root of so much sin. And so, Lord, I pray you would put a watch over our mouths, that we would have a little check in our spirit when we're just about ready to go off on someone, instead to process our grief and our stress with you and keep silent, Lord, or say measured words instead of to retaliate. Lord, help us to know that the power of life and death is in the tongue, and what we say really does matter. So, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thanks for reminding us of that today. Thanks for the wisdom that comes in restraining. Thanks for the wisdom that comes from simply listening. And I just pray for a revolution and a revelation and a revival of listening in our land and around the world. We have become addicted to sharing our own mind, but we have lost the art of listening. So help us to do that today. In just little ways, in just the ways we love our families and our friends and who we interact with today. Lord, help us to be people who are correctable, who when someone rebukes us kindly, hopefully kindly, we don't automatically want to fight back, but to hear it. And Lord, that's just not easy for me. Usually when I hear correction, the first thing I want to do is defend myself. But I'm learning slowly in this journey of sanctification to not push back, to receive, to take it to you, to journal about it, to talk about it, to bring it to some other friends to see if maybe there's merit to what the person is saying, and then to heed that warning. And Lord, as I've done that, it's really been helpful for me in my growth. And really, I know this to be true, Lord, that we do not grow in a vacuum. We do not grow in isolation. We only grow in community. And so, Lord, help us to be the kind of approachable people that friends can approach us and say, hey, this thing that you did or this thing that you said was really didn't represent Jesus, and this is why. Help us to be open to that and to be listeners first instead of retaliators. Lord, for anyone that's battling hatred today, I pray for deliverance. I know that hatred comes a lot from injury and from sometimes predatory behavior. There's just a lot that goes into us getting to the point where we hate someone. But Lord, I pray for deliverance. And I know that that journey of deliverance starts with that very agonizing journey of forgiveness, that first choice to forgive and that second choice to forgive and the 28th choice to forgive as we're reminded of the pain. But Lord, deliver my friend from any bitterness that they may have, especially this as this new year starts, that they could just let go of that anger, let go of that hatred, let go of the bitterness, let go of the unforgiveness, and just be begin to remember how much they've been and I've been forgiven by you. Because you've forgiven us so much, Lord, we should forgive others as well. And so, Lord, help us, deliver us from any sort of hatred, because we don't want to live in that anymore. Lord, as this proverb talks about, we would love your blessing. We would love the wealth that you add to us. We would love your favor. We would love to know you deeper. And I know that that starts with the fear of you. And so help us to have a holy and reverent awe of you today, to worship you in your splendor, your holiness, your power, all those things, because we love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just got a message today that someone upped their Patreon level, and I was just so pleased and humbled. That my first reaction was humbled, just that people are supporting this podcast, and thank you so much. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's a bunch of different levels that you can support at. At $10, you go to get a free painting that you can print however you want. I sell these on my Etsy shop, so there's some value there. $25 is a free download of a podcast that doesn't go anywhere. It's secret. So it's basically where I'm sharing what God's been teaching me and a little bit of exegesis of scripture. So anyway, $100, I'll add you to my prayer team, and you get to be a part of the whole movement. So thanks so much, everybody, and may today be a day of joy.